Hepatitis C is a virus that can lead to liver failure. It's transmitted through blood. Christina Paris is a VA nurse working at the clinic based in Rhinelander.
So we're checking people who were born between 1945 and 1965 for possible exposure to blood that had not been tested. Prior to 1992, we were not regularly testing blood products for transfusions or people who had had organ transplants for viruses such as hepatitis and HIV. It wasn't until after HIV was discovered that we started improving our tests.
The Centers for Disease Control estimates that between 2.7 and 3.9 million people have Hep C. Christina Paris outlines who is at high risk.
So people who are high risk are people such as IV drug users, people, like I said, who have had blood transfusions or organ transplants prior to 1992, people who have been exposed to family members or partners who have had hepatitis C as well.
Paris says many baby boomers have never been tested for hepatitis C. She says many people carrying the virus don't show symptoms of hepatitis. She says some of the symptoms include generalized weakness, pain near the liver, jaundice, or yellow coloring to the skin. Paris says the VA has taken a proactive approach and they've tried to contact as many veterans as possible in the age range and encourage them to come in and get tested. She says while they are encouraging veterans to be tested, Paris says anyone concerned about possible infection should contact their health care provider. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.